This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 432. No more waiting, guys. No more waiting. I read a quote this week that summed up how I feel about waiting around to do things. It said, "The longer you wait to do something you should do now, the greater the odds that you will never actually do it." Now, this is a proven fact. And think about your own life. How many times have you waited to do something you know you should do right then, in that moment, and then you never ended up doing it, ever? Maybe it was something as simple as getting your workout in that day, or booking that weekend vacation to see your best friend, or asking that person that gives you butterflies out on a date. Or maybe it was something bigger, like starting a new project or launching a business, or even bigger, writing that book you've always wanted to write. Now think about how much time has passed since you waited to do that thing. Has it been a day, a week, a month, a year? Some of you, it's been 10 plus years that you've been waiting to do that thing. Now think about where you would be today if you just done the thing in the moment you knew you wanted to do it. What would you have created? How would you feel? There's a powerful relationship between taking action and getting results. There's no way around it, guys. Sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's easy. Sometimes this is going to be challenging, and other times this is going to be easy. And sometimes you just need support and motivation to give you that push. I get it, guys, but let me tell you this. Every time I have taken action in my life, in my relationships, or with my business, in the moment I knew I needed to, magic happened. I didn't always know what I was getting into or have all the details figured out or could guarantee that my results were going to be great, but I did it anyways. And things worked out for me to be successful because I didn't wait around for everything to be perfect. I just took action when I knew I needed to do something different. And to give you an example, for me, about a year and a half ago, I realized and came up with the idea that I wanted to host an annual event for my community, my members of the School of Greatness, the people that have been there for me, the people that want to continue to grow, to learn, to connect, and to come together as opposed to just listening to the podcast or watching it online. Now, I was terrified when I made this declaration that I was going to put on this big annual event and bring some of the most inspiring speakers in the world and host it in my hometown in Columbus, Ohio, which is a different city from where I'm living right now, and have all these elements and this production and all these costs and all these venues and hotel rooms and renting out theaters and all the logistics. I had never done a big event. I had no clue what I was doing, and it terrified me. But the most important thing that I did was I made the declaration. This is what I'm doing. And I set the date. After I set the date, I put the down payment on the venues and said, okay, we're locking in the date. We're locking in the venues. We're a year away. Now let's figure this thing out one step at a time. When we make the declaration and we take action on that dream and we just get it started at least, then we can build momentum. As opposed to saying, oh, this is my dream, this is my idea, I want to do an event, I want to do a book, I want to do this project, but we never take action. You've got to start building something. You got to move forward. You can't keep waiting. No more waiting, guys. No more fear. No more analyzing. No more waiting till it's the right timing, waiting till it's perfect. This was not the right time. It was not perfect, but it was an incredible experience. There's so many things we learned, but we get to improve upon it and make it better for next year. If I would have waited, nothing great would have happened. It's time to take action. So today, I am inviting you to step into that thing you want to do. Whether it's the book, the project, the business, the girl, the guy that you want to go take out on a date, whatever it may be, I'm inviting you, take action on that thing you know it's time to take action on. Think of where you'll be in a day or a month or a year if you do that thing right now, right this moment. You go and take action and declare it and set a date and go take action one step at a time. Guys, you owe it to yourself to go create what you want. You owe it to yourself to at least give it a shot and see what'll happen. Maybe it doesn't work out. Maybe it's not perfect. Maybe you fail. But you're going to learn so much along the way, as opposed to saying, oh, I wish 5 years ago I would have tried this thing, and I still want to put this thing out, and I still want to do it. No more waiting. Now's the time. Start right now, and you'll thank yourself later. I hope you guys enjoyed this 5-Minute Friday. No more waiting, guys. It's time to take action. And the thing you need to take action is a great team, a great support group. And I've got an incredible team, an incredible community of people to support you in taking action and making a huge leap forward this year. Guys, if you enjoyed this, make sure to share it with your friends. LewisHowes.com/432. We've got some great quotes back on the show notes where you can just click to tweet and share out some inspiring quotes to your audience from this message and from this episode. And let your friends know. If you have a friend who's been putting off something for a while, make sure to send this to them. You owe it to them, and they deserve to take action. LewisHowes.com/432. Share it with your friends, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.